The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and yours truly, Truman Bradley.
This is our three-piece orchestra. A piano, a stool, and a guy sitting at it.
I bet the sponsor will like the show tonight. It's in English.
Up to now, it is.
It won't be in a couple of minutes here. Got a few words in here.
And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's young comedian, the star of our Raleigh Cigarette Show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Truman?
Hello, Red. Say, Red, you look tired.
Yes, I am tired. I never should have put that no-dose tablet in my Ovaltine.
Oh, come now, Reds. You told me you were tired from doing your after-Christmas shopping.
That's right, Truman. Boy, all the stores are having sales.
They are, huh?
Yeah.
What are they selling in the stores?
The fixtures.
Hey, I'm telling you, some of those grocer's shelves are emptier than the sponsor's head.
I meant for hair. I meant for hair.
Well, there goes my job right out the window.
Say, you know, you go down to exchange your Christmas present. Have you gone down to change your Christmas present that I gave you?
Well, Red, I tried to exchange it, but they wouldn't take it back.
Why not?
Well, they said I ate too much of the Cracker Jack.
Yeah. Oh, how could you? I ate half of it while I was wrapping it up. But you ought to see the people down exchanging those awful Christmas ties.
Oh, those green and orange ones with pink stripes?
Yeah, people, they don't want to exchange them. They just want to stuff them down the salesman's throat.
Well, it's the same old story. No two people have the same taste in neckties.
Yeah, I know. One lady brought her husband back to the store, and she pulled a necktie real tight around his neck. She says, "Now that's the shade of purple I want." I tried to exchange a suit of clothes that my family sent me.
You did, Red?
Yeah, I had they gave me an argument. They put up quite an argument, they did. I went into the store at Hart, Schaffner & Marks, and I came out hot, stapling, and what?
Oh, the hell.
I didn't like it anyhow.
I had a zoot suit once.
You did, Ozzie? Did it have nice paddings in the shoulders?
No, rice puddings in the pockets.
Hello, Red.
Hello, Harriet.
Say, I see the stores are closing out a lot of merchandise these days.
Yes, I know. I lost an argument with a woman's elbow. It closed my eye right out, too.
I'll bet the stores are crowded with those after-Christmas sales, huh?
Yeah, the one store was so crowded that the pickpocket had to wait till he got outside before he could remove his hand.
The stores really put the prices down after Christmas, don't they?
Yeah, I got 3 dozen for $1.75.
You got 3 dozen for $1.75?
Yeah.
3 dozen what?
In these times, who asks?
Now, I wanted to exchange a present yesterday, so I went up to the floor walker and I said, "Are you in lingerie?"
What happened?
Well, he just gave me a dirty look, but he's not fooling me.
The stores are certainly crowded with women shoppers when I was there.
Yeah, you said it. Those women sure get in there and swing. I saw one woman wave her way across Hollywood Boulevard. She wiggled in and then wagged her way out.
Did you go down into the bargain basement, Red?
Bargain placement? You mean that place where you come out singing "When the Lights Go On Again"? Yeah, what a mob. In one store, they put a sale on everything that rings a bell.
I suppose everybody rushes over to the new counter.
Yeah, every time they ring the bell, everybody rushed over. A lot of excitement, too. A good humor man came into the store, and he started ringing the bell.
What happened?
A few minutes later, they sold a pistachio bath mat.
I'll bet you were right in the middle of things, weren't you?
Yes, you know. Right during the whole thing, the pushing and shoving, I heard something rip.
What was it?
My shirt tail saying goodbye. These things are so lousy, they hit me funny. No kidding, I never saw such a jam of people. I noticed a garter laying on the floor, so I bent down and put it back on my leg. And I said to the guy in the back, "Will you stop following me?"
What'd he say?
He says, "I can't. I'm holding up your socks."
Well, the stores will look empty soon enough, I guess.
Yeah, you... Yeah, I see it, but I don't care about it. One of the stores ran short of a clothing dummy, see? And I accidentally stepped in for a minute to get my breath. A guy grabbed me, and the next thing I knew, I was modeling a black silk nightgown.
What else happened, Red?
Well, I saw a little kid standing there, and he says, "Where's Santa Claus?" I said, "Well, Santa Claus isn't here anymore. He went back to the North Pole."
Was the kid mad?
Yeah. Yeah, he says, "Oh, that's too bad. I wanted to give him back his beard that he left." He says, "I wanted to give him back his beard he left on Mom's chiffonier."
They read
it. I laugh myself at times to keep from getting lonesome.
Red, have you read your weekly letter from Private Wonderful Smith yet?
Yes, I hope it's not as weekly as the rest of the thing, though. It says, I was just getting ready to read it. It says, "Dear Mr. Skelton and friends, I'm getting along swell in the Army now. I'm a corporal. I really know how to give out the orders. I just shout out an order, and you ought to see them jump. Especially the older mules." Says, "I sure had a good time New Year's Eve. I didn't get back to camp till 4.
4 what? 4 p.m.?
No, 4 MPs. He says, "As punishment, I had to press all the uniforms in my outfit, and I left the hot iron on one pair of pants too long."
What happened?
Instead of saying, "Present arms," the sergeant just yells, "Advance and be recovered." He says, "I'm sending back that fancy soap you sent me for Christmas. The boys told me I didn't like it." Did you ever have people do that to you? Huh? You come in with a suit and says, "You don't like that, do you?" Before you get through, you say, "No, I don't like it. I don't like it."
Red, I suppose he's hiking every day, huh?
Yeah, it says, "We went on a 12-mile hike every week. We start out on Monday, and by Saturday, my knapsack is really dragging." Says, "And so am I." Says, "We were out on maneuvers, and they had to dig a trench in 2 hours.
2 hours? Boy, that's fast digging.
Yeah, he says, "A bunch of gophers were watching us swing the shovel, and finally one of them walked over and says, 'Handy little things, ain't they?'" That was Ozzie Nelson, Harry Hilliard in the orchestra, and "I Want to Go Back to Virginia."
Brother, that'll bring vaudeville back.
Tonight we're going to talk about contests. Everybody has entered a contest at some time or other, so let's see what happens to Deadeye, the good old bad man. He's going to enter his horse in the rodeo.
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, come on, horse, whoa! Listen, if you don't whoa, I'm going to have you stuffed, and I don't mean with oats. Certainly have hard trees around here. Well, horse, I'm going to enter you in the rodeo today. Maybe you can win one of them blue ribbons. After all, what them other horses got you ain't got? Oh, now, don't you feel bad. They're just pot-bellied as you are.
Howdy, did I?
Howdy, Buckshot. You sure look sweet today, Bucky. Say, I love that swivel chair hips you got.
Have I really got swivel chair hips, Deadeye?
Not only that, you got a roll-top desk in the front, too.
Hey, Deadeye, what you doing to your horse?
Oh, I'm fixing him up so he'll look good in a rodeo. How's he look, huh?
Oh, Deadeye, wallpaper.
That ain't wallpaper. He's a pipe-bowl horse.
A pie-bowl horse?
Yeah. I meant pie eye.
Well, since you're fixing your horse up, why don't you fix yourself up, Deadeye? You're a mess.
What do you mean? I took a bath last night.
You took a bath last night?
Sure, feel my clothes. They're still damp.
Oh, Deadeye, you're supposed to take your clothes off while you take a bath.
Oh, well, if you want to play with the new rules, but...
You know, it's too bad that horse is so bull-legged.
Oh, he ain't so bull-legged. He just likes to rest with his chin on the ground. Yeah, I comb his tail out with this curry comb.
Watch out he don't flick his tail in your face.
Oh, don't worry. Well, if my name wasn't Deadeye already, I know what they'd call me now.
Say, Deadeye, you been up to home lately?
Yeah, I was up home last week. My pappy's still beating up on my maw.
Beating up on Ma? What for?
Oh, man gets tired whittling all the time. Say, did you like that little box I gave you for Christmas?
Oh, yeah, prettiest box I ever saw.
Yeah, well, maybe next year I'll give you something to put into it.
My uncle gave me some new perfume. Smell.
Mmm, what is that, Bon Sure or something?
Nope, tetraethyl lead.
Gosh, no wonder I get such a high octane rating when I kiss you. Say, talking about kissing, how about a little kiss for the new year?
Oh, no, you don't know how to kiss a girl properly.
Oh, come on, just one.
Well, okay. There you go, sliding off to the side again. Say, Dad, I'm hungry.
You are? Well, here, gal, have a ketchup sandwich.
A ketchup sandwich?
Sure, and if you're real nice to me later, I'll give you some bread with it.
You know, you sure got a fine horse there, Deadeye.
Yeah, but he's kind of slow. I wish I knew something to make him go faster.
Have you tried spurs?
Yeah, but it don't work. They keep slipping off his hoofs. I gotta put these new shoes on my horse.
New shoes?
Yeah, how do you like them?
Gosh, wedgies.
Yeah, now, come on now. Hold still there, horsey. Oh, come on, boy. Stomp your foot a little. Hey, Buckshot, hand me that talcum powder, will you?
Deadeye, that's no way to shoe a horse. Here, let me do it.
Okay, go ahead.
There. The horseshoes are on. How they look?
All right, but they feel a little tight.
Oh, Deadeye, stop your kidding. Come on, saddle up the horse.
Okay, I hope he can stand still long enough. Now, hold still, boy. Hold still. Hold still. There.
Well, did you get the saddle on?
Yeah. Here, lace me up, will you?
Deadeye, put that saddle on the horse and let's get going.
Okay, I'll just mount him here. There, how do I look there, Buckshot?
Oh, swell, Deadeye. But I always thought the horse should be on the bottom.
No wonder I've been getting so tired lately.
Well, Deadeye, I gotta go now. Will I see you at the rodeo?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think I can make any money there?
Well, you any good at hog tying?
Oh, I got a reputation for that.
Are you any good at steer roping?
Yeah, I got a reputation for that, too.
Are you any good at bull throwing?
Don't believe everything you hear, gal. Come on, climb up behind me here. We'll pull my horse.
What'll I hold on to?
Well, just grab hold of my belt. It's a good thing I'm wearing suspenders, ain't it? Grab hold on to him. That's those 15-cent kind. Well, as Gypsy Rose Lee says, what do you expect for 50 cents? Something?
Come on, let's get on the rodeo, Deadeye.
Okay, come on. Here we go. Giddy up there, boy.
Whoa. Well, here we are at the stadium.
Yeah, it's the fastest I've ever crossed the street.
Gosh, look at all them horses. Let's go inside.
Yeah, hey, horse. Just look around. If you want to see a good piece of horse flesh, look at that. No, not me. Over there. Here, I'll help you turn your head. Hey, Buckshot, help me stick his head back on, will you? Before the sawdust starts coming out.
Oh, look, here comes the promoter, Justice Joe.
Yeah.
Howdy, Justice
howdy,
Joe.
Howdy, Justice
Why,
Joe.
Howdy there, miss. My, that's a funny-looking horse you got there.
Wait a minute, you're looking at me. The horse is over there. I'd have knocked your block off for that.
You knock my block off with what?
With my muscle. Just feel that arm. You know Popeye the Sailor?
Yeah.
I'm Minnie the Mouse.
Yeah. Say, that horse of yours sure is quiet, did I?
Yeah, it's doctor's orders. He broke his leg last week.
Broke a leg, huh?
Yeah.
How can he run, then?
Shh. Underneath, ponies.
We're glad to have you
on
here,
on top,
did I?
Big eight.
Yeah. Glad to have you here, did I? Now, that entry fee's about $10.
$10 to enter the rodeo, huh? Yeah. Well, how much you got in your hand there?
$8.
Uh-huh. Well, here's two more. Now we're square.
Yeah, see you later.
Okay. Smart man. Hey, it's getting near feeding time, Buckshot. Hand me that bag of oats there.
Okay, here.
Boy, I sure was hungry.
Tuesday nights, you can help us out on that. He's lost his place in the strip, I guess.
Well, I'll just mosey around now and see who's out of jail.
Here you are, folks. Just take a peek through this keyhole and get a thrill. Hey. Only 2 bits.
Oh, boy. Just peek through the keyhole and get a thrill, huh? Okay, here's my 2 bits, mister.
Thank you, brother. Now go right ahead and peek.
Okay. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
What is it, Deadeye?
A T-bone steak.
Now, Deadeye.
What is it, Justice Joe? You starting the rodeo yet?
Yeah, now, just hop on this here horse here. And if he don't throw you, you win $50.
Okay, I'll hop on him.
The horse threw you.
Yeah, with a spit curve, too. Well, I'll try again. Come here, horse. Right in the lemonade stand. Well, I guess I'll drink some while I'm here. Mighty good lemonade, bud. Here's your nickel.
Come on, Deadeye. Try to ride this horse just once more.
Okay, I'll get on him.
Did I?
Yeah, he kind of nasty, ain't he? Look at my arm, a universal joint.
Hey, did I? Did I look? There goes Justice Joe.
Yeah?
I'll bet he's run away with all the money from the rodeo.
Yeah, well, I'll stop him. I'll just put a shot across these bow.
Oh!
I meant stern. Hey, where you going with that little satchel, Justice Joe? Trying to run away with the money, huh?
Yeah, and you ain't gonna stop me.
Oh, yes, I am. Justice Joe, if you make one move, you're a dead man.
Oh, you're just bluffing. Good boy!
Did I? What happened?
There ain't no justice.
Thank you. Then we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He's going to enter an amateur contest so that he can make some money.
Well, here I am. There's something about a sailor. There's something about a sailor. There's something about a sailor that is blonde, blonde, blonde. Well, here's Daisy Doone's house. I see her hanging a few things out on the clothesline. It's either her house dress, her stockings, her apron, and her... Gee, them long underwear sure shrink up a lot, don't they? Wonder if the doorbell works. I guess I better knock.
Hello, Clem.
Well, Daisy.
Take care of next week, too.
Say, Clem, where you been?
Yeah, the Rose Bowl game.
But, Clem, the Rose Bowl game was 3 days ago. Where you been all this time?
I had a seat in the top row. That's all, brother. Hey, hold still a minute. There's a bee on your head.
A bee on my head?
Yeah. Here, I'll get him with a swatter.
Get it, Clem?
No, but I sure gave you a lumpy expression.
Say, Clem, you look tired. Did you sleep last night?
No, not very well. I just all night long I was chasing Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, my, did you catch her?
No. Lana Turner tricked me.
You like to dream, don't you, Clint?
Yeah, you need a better class of racing books. Hey, Daisy June, can I come into your house?
No, not unless you wipe your shoes off.
No, no, I ain't going all the way home just to get them for that.
Clint, ain't you wearing shoes? It looks like you are.
I know, I had my feet saddle stitched.
Well, all right, Clem, you can come into the house. Yeah. But that bill collector's in there. Unless we pay the mortgage, yep, out we go.
You gotta pay the mortgage or out you go? In the cold?
Yeah.
In the ice and snow?
Yeah.
With nothing to eat?
Yeah.
Sound like the second act of The Drunkard, don't it? Hey, maybe I can help you out, Daisy June.
$200?
Still $200, huh? Well, I hope you like the coffee down at the rescue mission.
Oh, Clem, listen, don't you know where you could get 200 bucks?
Well, we could sell one of Bing Crosby's horses.
Oh, Clem, you couldn't get that much for one of Crosby's horses.
Per pound?
Clem, you just don't talk sense. Sit down and give me a kiss.
A kiss? What's that?
Well, that's where you pucker up your lips and go...
Oh, you mean a Glendale goober.
Well, I don't care what it's called. Give me one.
Okay, there.
Well, what did you think of it?
Nah, I think I'll go home and play with my lucky train.
Clem, can't you think of a way you could earn that $200 for the mortgage?
Sure, come go with me. They're having an amateur contest down at the Raleigh Theater. That's where I used to be an usher, you know.
You were an usher at the Raleigh Theater?
Sure, up in the balcony. I had a uniform, a flashlight, and everything. I was supposed to keep the folks from necking.
Well, did you make them stop necking?
Yep.
How?
I used to sit in the feller's lap before she did.
Well, how did it work out?
Oh, fine, but my mother made me give him his ring back.
Listen, Clem, I don't think you could win that amateur contest you was talking about. You ain't no actor.
Yes, I am, too. Just smell my hair.
Okay, I'll smell your hair. Why, Clem, Ciccone. Rich Loom.
Yeah, let's try 3 or 4 more. That's canal number 3. See, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll sing a song and win the contest. Wake up, Ozzy, wake up.
I don't mind the audience, but you're getting paid.
Oh, Clem,
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll sing a song and win the contest.
Now you say you can sing. Can you really?
Sure I can sing.
How do you know?
Well, you heard Nelson Eddy sing Shortening Bread?
Yeah.
Well, I do an imitation of Shortening Bread singing Nelson Eddy. Wait till people see me do my imitation, boy.
Imitation? Can you do imitation?
Sure. Watch this one.
Well, what was that?
Imitation of a moron.
You never moved a muscle.
Don't tell me how a moron goes.
Tim, I do believe you're an idiot.
I am not an idiot.
No?
No, I'm just mentally deficient.
Well, come on.
Mentally deficient. That ain't going to be there Tuesday. You know that.
Come on, Tim.
Put in a 3-syllable word and I'm a dead duck.
Let's get into the theater.
Yeah, when I get into the Clem character, boy, I don't read or nothing.
Say, you feel nervous, Clem?
Nope.
Well, if you ain't nervous, why don't you take your thumb out of your mouth then?
Okay.
Come on, come on, all of it.
Gosh, it was deeper than I thought. Hey, Daisy June, you act with me, hmm?
Well, I ain't no actor.
Well, what have we got to lose, Daisy June? If they like us, we get paid.
But what if they don't like us?
Well, if eggs 75 cents a dozen, we're ahead either way.
Well, I just don't think it's a good idea.
Oh, don't be silly. Hey, maybe they'll let us see the show, too. There's 2 pictures showing there, Whistling and Dixie and DuBarry Was a Lady.
Oh, Red Skelton's in them pictures, ain't he?
That's okay. We can sit behind a post. That must be the theater manager over there. I'll walk over and talk to him. I'll sing on the way over and make him think of... Chloe! Chloe!
Now, look, brother, if you're looking for the lost and found department, it's over there, see?
Hey, is this where they have the amateur contest?
Yeah. Hey, that's terrific. That's the best imitation of a walrus I ever saw in my life.
I ain't imitating no walrus.
No?
No, my teeth always droop after I brush them.
So you're an amateur, huh?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I got paid for the Vaudeville act I did at the Saliva Branch of the Stamp Club.
Oh, please give him a chance, mister. He's a singer.
Oh, he's a singer, eh?
Yep.
Tell me, do you know Cavalleria Rusticana?
No.
The Andante Cantabile?
No, I don't think so.
Debussy's Claire de Lune?
No. With me, it's Mr. 5x5 over and over again.
Well, I can put you on right after a man who's going to stick his head into a lion's mouth.
Oh, man.
Gosh, ain't that dangerous?
Sure it's dangerous. The lion might choke to death. Come on, can we stand in the wings and watch?
You can watch.
Okay.
You can watch.
There he goes now.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting JoJo the Fearless. Music cue's not here, so I'll go right ahead.
Yeah, go right
Presenting
ahead.
Presenting JoJo the Fearless, who will stick his head into the lion's mouth. The lion is opening his jaws.
Oh, look at that.
And now JoJo's putting his head between the gleaming, vicious white teeth.
Well, Daisy June, we're on.
And our next act. Our next act, Clem and Daisy June in jokes and songs.
Yeah, now remember, Daisy June, I'm the funny guy.
Well, okay.
So ready or not, here we come on. Gee, look at all the people.
Well, close your mouth and let's do the act.
Okay. Well, sir, it's going to be tough sledding around here tomorrow.
Why? No snow?
That's my line. Hey, why are we... Say, why are we going to have to paint a picture of the dawn to show our children?
Well, I don't know, Clem. Why are we going to have to paint a picture of the dawn to show our children?
Because when they grow up, there'll be no rising sun.
Say, Clem, who was that lady I saw you with last night?
That was no show. That was a hammer. Say, you know, my brother got a job selling ice cream on a mule.
Good humor?
No, he's sore all the time.
Get off one, homie, you big
boy. Go on, Clem. Go on, go on. Don't let him worry you. Get going.
They look kind of mean to me. Now, folks, I'll do a little magic for you.
Good idea. Why don't you finish, Bob?
Oh, why don't you go ask for your money back?
Yeah.
Go on, homie, you bum mute. Now, here I have an empty silk hat. I'm going to cover it over, say a few magic words, and then I'll pull two rabbits out of the hat. Presto, chango, alcadabra, alakazam, hocus pocus, Mr. 5x5, presto, chango. Now, I'll turn the hat upside down.
Gosh, 437 rabbits.
Yeah, wonder what I said.
Well, thank you very, very much, Clemson, Cadiddle, Hopper, and company. Let's give them a hand. They tried.
Thank you very much, Daisy June. Say, now, wait a minute. I got a song to sing, mister.
You'll be sorry. Hit the road, you bum.
All right.
All right, folks, let's be quiet now and give him a chance. He might be another Lawrence Tibbet.
Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. Or even another Phil Harris. Who could tell?
But okay, what's the name of your song, brother?
Well, it's called Since the Coffee Shortage, I'm Saving My Spooning for You Blues. Darling, I am growing older. Boy, listen to that applause, will you? I'll try it again. Darling, I am growing older. Listen, if you've got the hiccups, why don't you go outside? I'll try it again. Darling, I am...
Clem, you heard? Did they shoot you?
You know that song I was just singing?
Yes.
Well, the audience decided I ain't going to get any older either.
Let's do it. Let's try it.
up Texas in my knees.
Talking about contests, Truman, I entered a contest once where they gave away $1 million absolutely free.
$1 million, Red? Why did they do that?
Well, the president was just crazy about box tops.
Yeah. Well, here's a contest where no one can lose. If you get the cigarette that gives you advantages over all others, Raleigh's. You can actually see the tobaccos in Raleigh cigarettes are unmistakably more golden in color. That's proof of choicer, more expensive tobacco, as any expert will tell you.
You mean you don't even have to finish this sentence? I like Raleigh's because in 25,000 words or less?
No, as a smoker, you don't do anything. You just sit back and enjoy the 31 finer tobaccos blended into Raleigh's. For unrivaled richness, smoothness, mildness. On top of all this proved superiority, Raleigh's give you valuable coupons redeemable for cash. 0.75 cents each. War stamps. And for dozens and dozens of handsome luxury premiums for home and personal use.
Yeah, I'd like to see one of those premiums. Looks like,
Well, you can, Red.
Hmm?
Get the new full-color premium catalog. See these glorious gift-like items. A postcard to Raleigh Cigarettes, care of the station to which you are now listening, will bring your catalog absolutely free.
What, no victory tax?
Why, of course not. Meanwhile, get a head start on smoking pleasure and on the magnificent premium of your choice. Tonight, get the pack with a coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes.
Then we have a lady and her little boy. He thinks he can enter a model airplane contest, so Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid.
Junior, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, nothing.
Well, stop it. The suspense is getting on my nerves.
Yeah, I was just sitting here on the sofa with me, with old legs crossed, thinking about the future.
Why, Junior, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
A little boy like you looking into the future.
Yeah, do you think Dick Tracy will ever catch up with Prune Fate?
Junior, when will you learn that there are other things to read in the newspaper besides the jokes?
I know it, Mama. I know. Go ahead and ask me something. Go ahead and ask me something.
All right. Who is General Eisenhower?
I give up.
Well, who is General Montgomery?
I give up.
Well, who is General Rommel?
He should give up. Oh, but I just sit here and look at the... There are such things. There are such things.
Junior, are you singing the song?
Nope, just looking at Esquire.
Look, why don't you run outside and play?
No. That big boy down the street, he's just waiting for me to come out. So he wants to play Indian Massacre with me.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
What are you going to be?
I ain't going to be Gene Autry.
Junior, I can't understand why you don't get along better with the other little boys.
Because I like little girls better.
You like little girls better? Why?
She's pretty dumb for an ex-car hop, ain't she, friend? Hey, look, Mommy, I'm making a toy airplane so I can win the little pilot's contest.
Well, why are you making it in the living room?
Gotta have material, don't I? I gotta need some more wood, too.
Junior, what happened to that piano leg?
Termites.
Termites don't make a noise like that.
This one does. He got an outboard motor.
Oh, Junior, that's your father's razor. Why don't you use the little saw in your carpenter set?
I couldn't. It's stuck in the piano.
The piano?
Yeah, I want my P-40 to be mahogany.
Junior, you didn't saw up the piano.
Yes.
Well, did you?
I could answer that, but it would only lead to Tchaikovsky Serenade in B-flat minor.
Junior, I ought to give you a good spanking.
Yeah, but if I won the model airplane contest, won first prize, boy.
Well, what would you do with it?
Well, I would bribe the RAF to make me an assistant.
Assistant? You'd be boss.
You ain't kidding, neither.
Well, I suppose I ought to be glad that you're taking some interest in the war effort.
Yeah, but I'm for the war effort 100%, except Mr. McNutt. He's against me. He won't let minors join the army.
Oh, Junior, he means copper miners. You know, men that dig in the ground.
What do I do? Eat me way in?
Well, anyway, I'm glad to see you're busy. What kind of a plane are you building?
A Jap Zero, the same kind Emperor Yo-Yo made.
Not Yo-Yo, you mean Tojo.
Yo-Yo, Tojo, what's the difference? They both at the end of the rope.
You're not really building a Japanese plane,
are you?
No,
I am building a P-38, and it flies, too.
So that's where all my rubber bands went to.
No, I didn't use a rubber band. I used one of Pop's old garters.
Well, that's pretty clever, Junior.
No, it don't work so hot.
Socks keep getting caught in the propeller all the time.
Honestly, Junior, I don't know who causes me more trouble, you or your father.
Not about even, about even. He's worse, but I'm home more. Hey, by the way, Mommy, did Pop step on me roller skate this morning when he left?
Why, yes, he did. Why?
I thought it was funny he went out without opening the front door. Hey, you don't have to worry about Pop. He told me that he was on a wagon for the New Year.
He did?
Yeah. He said, son, I'm not going to drink all year long.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now, I'm not going to take a drink of milk.
Now, listen, you get busy and clean up that mess you made of that piano.
Oh, Mommy, come and think of it. Let me know, a plane, it would fly 10 miles an hour. It would play the Yankees coming. Say, Mommy, you know your nylon stockings? I got to tell you sometime, I got.
Yes?
Make the wonderful parachute. Say, I wonder if my plane would land on water. Let's see, I will see. I will get some water. Let's see, what? Oh, the goldfish bowl, the goldfish bowl. I will bring it over.
Junior, put down that goldfish bowl.
Why?
Well, you might drop it on your foot and scare the fish or something. Now, go ahead and play with your aeroplane. I'll watch you.
Okay. Hey, Mommy, don't make me nervous. Have somebody look over my shoulder.
I don't care. The minute I turn my back, you're up to some devilment.
She knows me pretty well, don't you, folks?
Now, look, I'm going out and bring in the wash. And when I get back, I want to see this room just the way you found it.
Now, she ought to know better than that. Well, here I am, all alone. If there's any nervous old ladies in the audience, now's your chance to go across the street to the bowling alley. Now, let's see. Well, I don't know what to do. I could fly. Maybe I could have died. Oh, I'll find something else to try. Let's see. I will climb up on top of the bookcase, and I will stretch my hand out, and then I will fly like an airplane. Boy, here I go up. Oh, the flower bank. Oh. Four rotors.
Junior, did you break something?
Meow, meow.
Oh, that darn cat.
You paid to advertise, don't you? Oh, boy. Now, let's see. I will fly. Here I go across the room. I'm going to dive into the sofa. Here I go. Just call me Eddie Wickenbacker. Oh, just call me Brokenbacker. Oh, boy, that's no good. I only fly one way, straight down.
Junior, where are you?
Here I am, up on a chandelier.
Well, how did you get up there?
I don't know, but stay away from that divan. It's got an awful kick in it.
Well, get down. I guess I'll go out and back and bring in the rest of the wash.
Oh, yeah, you mean it's time for the milkman to come by.
Junior, it is not.
Oh, no? Hey, cutie, how about a kiss?
How's about a pound of butter? Say, Junior!
Oh, you broke me, widow. You hit me and broke me, widow.
I broke your widow what?
You broke me, widow. I don't know, but it ain't been rationed.
Now, you stay here while I go out and get the rest of my wash.
No, I want to come too, Mommy.
Now, what help could you be with the wash?
Plenty. I could catch me long underwear. It's pretty speedy, you know.
No, you stay here.
Now, you let me go or I will bang the head against the fireplace.
Junior, stop banging your head against the fireplace. You're shaking all the soot down.
I will go, I will go. We had got company, we had got company. We had got company, or something.
I'm the man next door.
Oh, nothing.
I'd like to borrow a cup of sugar.
Oh, you dreamer, you. Hey, Mommy, the man next door wants to borrow a cup of sugar.
Oh, hello, Mr. Harkins.
Hello.
My, you certainly have a fine little boy there.
Where?
You know, it would be nice if he could join the Boy Scouts.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, I tried to join the Boy Scouts once, but they kept moving away from me.
Well, here's a cup of sugar, Mr. Harkins.
Well, thank you. You see, my wife is baking a cake, and she ran short.
Hey, wait a minute. What kind of cake you baking?
A coconut. Why?
Take the sugar back. I don't like that kind.
Oh, but Junior, we'll send you over a nice piece of it.
Will you? Is it nice and gooey and sticky?
Oh, yes. Very gooey and sticky.
Oh, that's good. I just got room for it in my back pocket here.
Junior, that was pretty naughty. And I think you'd better start improving while I go back and get the rest of my wash. I'll bring in the last few pieces.
Yeah, that's all ever comes out, is pieces. Well, here I am, all alone. They say lightning never strikes twice in the same place. Well, let's see. I need a long pole now from the airplane as a runway. I will take the curtains off the pole, and I can balance it up there on that. Now it's all set.
Junior, why are my curtains lying on the floor?
No curtain pole.
Why, where is the curtain pole?
There it is, Mummy, right on your head.
Hey, what beautiful stars.
Stars? Where? Where?
Right there in front of my eyes.
I want to see them, too. I want to see them, too.
Okay.
Boy, look at them.
Junior, go and play, will you?
Okay. Boy, I better finish me little plane so I can win that first prize. Gee, I got an idea. Maybe I could win a prize without making a plane. Where's the electric fan? I will hide it behind this drapery and turn it on. There. Now, looks like an invisible airplane.
Moving. Well, I go back and get the rest of my wash. I'll bring in the last few pieces.
Yeah, that's all ever comes out is pieces. Well, here I am, all alone. They say lightning never strikes twice in the same place. Well, let's see. I need a long pole now from the airplane as a runway. Now, we take the curtains off the pole, and I can balance it up there on that. Now, it's all set.
Junior, why are my curtains lying?
No.
Come
no.
here.
No.
I want to pat you on the back. You said you wanted me to.
Oh, yeah, but you've taken hand up.
Shame on you.
No, don't you hit me, Mummy. I only did it for you so you'll be proud of me. Just as I am proud to be your little boy.
Why, Junior, what a beautiful sentiment.
Yes.
All right, darling, run along then.
Boy, that stuff works better than mean coats, don't it?
We'll all be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Arthur Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. And until next Tuesday, then...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This program has been broadcast to the armed forces overseas and has come to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.